And welcome to our audio cast for the second day of spring, Friday, March 21st, 2008, from AvWeb, the world's premier independent aviation news service. The FAA is proposing changes to the rules governing home-built aircraft that are raising concerns about the future of this time-honored niche of general aviation. The Experimental Aircraft Association has stated publicly that it opposes the changes, which would make it more difficult for builders to comply. Earlier this week, Joe Bartels, chief executive of Lancair, told the Bend, Oregon Weekly News that his business could be in danger if the FAA rule changes are passed. Here's what Bartels told AvWeb about the proposed rule changes and the future of home building.
Boy, it's pretty complicated. It shouldn't be, but it is. FAA has proposed changes in its own interpretation of the rules that it has in effect. Really not anything new that it's adding to 21191G. It's looking at how to determine whether an individual that buys a kit is doing enough of the fabrication. Now, you got to remember, since 1984, Lancair has produced aircraft kits made of composite materials, and in fact, since 1984, over 2,000 kits have been sold, all using the same modality. Unfortunately, the FAA now says, well, we need to do something about the proliferation of complex aircraft using this same modality. It has decided that the way to do that is to have an individual builder perhaps do more of the layup of the composite material itself. Now, that's a little bit difficult to do using the kind of materials we use. Prepreg aerospace grade quality goods that come in a roll, that have to be refrigerated, that have to be laid up into a female mold, that has to be vacuum bagged and other materials used to get it to a state where it would be ready to put into an oven. And then finally, the part is removed from the mold and provided to the kit builder. It's not entirely different from taking raw sheet metal, putting it into a press, and having certain pieces stamped out, pre-trimmed, pre-drilled, and then delivered. So this whole change in philosophy affects more than just the composite industry. It certainly affects those that build metal aircraft as well. But this is all, I think, in an effort to kind of gain control over an industry that the FAA has allowed to proliferate over the last 20-plus years. And the only way to do that is to suggest that individuals have to go back and do wet layups using regular fiberglass materials, supposedly, and epoxies, and not the more high-end product that we're more used to using. Always been the case that with a composite aircraft kit purchased through Lancair, you have various items that come in the kit that absolutely were always made by Lancair, and from the way I look at it, should always be made by Lancair. That's everything from the spars to the skins on the wings, on the horizontal, the fuselage, the canopy, the cowlings, etc. These are all important parts, and if you want them to be light enough to be effective in an aerospace capacity, then you have to use the right materials. If you don't care and you just want some very heavy boat-like epoxy structure, then you can do it at home. It's just not going to have the quality that it will have if you have a company such as ours pre-build these parts. Now, this is the part that sticks with me. We've done it for 20-plus years. The FAA has said, okay, for 20-plus years. And now they're having a difficult time trying to hold back the flow of technology. And the only way to do it is to suggest that, hey, go back, do it the old-fashioned way. You know, go lay this material up on some foam and do wet layups. That's what they're suggesting. And the suggestion comes at the behest of others in the FAA, and those individuals believe that it's very difficult to have a home-built composite aircraft. How do you change a rule that's been at least interpreted in the way that it has for 20-plus years? How do you come in now and all of a sudden say, no, we've let this go on far too long, we're going to just stop it in its tracks? But the idea of the 51% rule was to give the average Joe an opportunity to build something on his own, any way he could. And today, every American loves instant gratification, right? So they're going to want as much help as they possibly can. Give me that Ravel kit. Give me it with everything. Give me great instructions. Let me hurriedly put this thing together. Or, I'm so rich, I'd like somebody to put it together for me. I'm not saying that's good or that's bad. I'm saying that that is the mentality. So there'll always be a market for a commercial assistance facility. The FAA at some point in the future should be looking at satisfying that need. The The FAA has taken the position lately. Its proposed understanding of the definition, fabrication, is to assemble from raw goods. Now, quite honestly, where does that end? Does that mean that one of Dick Van Grunsten's people has to go to, I think it may be Jamaica, to obtain a load of bauxite and to smelt it down into aluminum and to bring it someplace and have it rolled out into sheet goods? Doubt it seriously. Nor does it mean that my people have to go and buy raw thread and have it woven and then carbonized. Not at all. But it's not an easy definition, except in its application. So the FAA has, in just over 20 years, allowed the definition to be to assemble from parts. And that's what I'd like the FAA to continue to do.
Is this market possibly seen as a threat?
You know, I've not been in touch with organizations such as GAMA or anyone other than just some of my own suppliers. My suppliers don't seem to have any problem with me at all. I'm kind of told that GAMA doesn't really have any problems with us. There may be one or two certified companies that don't necessarily like some of the business models other composite kit manufacturers may have employed recently. But, you know, the thing about our market is we got a free market system. And if an airplane kit becomes too big, it's too difficult to build yourself, if it forces you to ride or skirt the law, it causes you to not be able to use that airplane in certain circumstances where you really thought you would be able to, then that market's going to be very limited. It's not going to have a significant impact as to the certified market. I think what the FAA is doing is it's being reactionary. It has, under the guise of this ARC, sought to understand the problem, but my word, 20 plus years, 2,000 kits, all of a sudden now they're concerned. Keep in mind they were concerned with the Christian Eagle. Keep in mind they were concerned with the Maverick Jet. Keep in mind this is not the first ride on this merry-go-round. It's the FAA has had an opportunity to know fully well where this market was going, and it continued to allow expansions and increases in technological knowledge that would not have taken place had they tried to close the industry down many years ago.
And that's Joe Bartels with Lance Air. For breaking general aviation news, be sure and log on to www.avweb.com and check out the video section. It's avweb.com/allvideo. Some really cool stuff popping up on there all the time. Comments on this audio cast, welcome. Audio news at avweb.com, and we love those news tips. News tips at avweb.com. Mike Blakeney reporting for Avweb Audio. Thanks for listening.